This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We just need to get people over to the hospital, okay?
Okay. Go ahead. Put them all in the back.
Okay. Can you pull over towards the side over there? You know what? This person right here. Hold up. Can we get this person in here?
So what you're watching and listening to right now is a compilation of what happened last night in Las Vegas. And we'll be back with more because there's been a lot of fallout from this today. Who is at fault? Is it the Republicans and their gun hoarding ways?
Is it the NRA's fault?
Is it the NRA's fault, or was it just some lone nut being conditioned by mainstream media? We'll be back after this. Dave, thanks for watching.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Is the War Room.
We are live, and it's a sad day at the War Room, especially when innocent Americans are gunned down by one lone nut, or maybe more than one lone nut. Thanks for watching. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Michael Zimmerman. We also have on the phone Owen Schroyer, the regular full-time host who is just getting back from vacation. And Owen, if you're there, what a way to come back into the United States to the largest mass shooting in history. What's your first reaction upon hearing this news?
Well, it was actually wild the way the whole thing went down. I mean, first I leave and a bunch of NFL players decide to kneel, something that's right up my alley. But then when I was flying overnight, I was flying through the night, so I didn't even know what happened. And then I land at the airport and I'm getting blown up with text. I'm getting blown up on Twitter. I'm looking at Drudge with like 30 different red links covering it. And of course, it's all the Las Vegas shooting. And, you know, like Jack and Lucian were talking about in the fourth hour, you know, it's easy to kind of be reactionary to this stuff. It's easy to kind of have information overload. And it's tough sometimes to kind of just sit back and wait and try to discern what's happening. But I think that right now, to me, I think that we have a couple elements at play here. I do think that it does appear that this was another left-wing nut job, much like the guy that went out and shot Steve Scalise, waited outside the YMCA till he could shoot up Republican members of Congress.
And Owen, they're basically the same age. One was 66 and one was 64. Yeah. So they're coming from the same age group.
And they kind of look the same too. But again, this one obviously was something I think there was a lot more to it. I mean, they're reporting now that they recovered as many as 19 weapons from the scene. It's a lot easier to shoot into a crowd of people and hit a bunch of targets, whereas Steve Scalise obviously was unfortunate to be the one guy that suffered the worst of the wounds when Hodgkinson decided to go crazy at the baseball practice there. But, however, when you look at this and you look, okay, 19 weapons, Drudge Report just linked to a story saying it went on for 72 minutes. I mean, it really just scratches my head, Rob. I mean, those are the two things that scratch my head. One, how is he able to shoot for so long? I mean, this is a crowded hotel. This is a crowded Vegas strip. How could nobody identify where these shots were coming from? Nobody hear the gunshots in the hotel? Would he rent three entire floors to himself? So nobody had any idea where it was coming from?
I tell you, Owen, when watching and listening to these clips, you hear multiple, it sounds like multiple reports. You hear what sounds like multiple shooters. In fact, I have video of eyewitnesses who were there when the shooting happened, and they're saying multiple shooters. So I think it was unclear where the shots were coming from. And they were across the street, a good 150 yards away.
Even to that point, you know, you got to take into consideration, again, this is Vegas. I mean, there's lights everywhere. There's noises everywhere. You know, you really don't know what's going on. I think that kind of had an added element. If you look at the first moments of when it happened, you know, everyone's kind of looking around like, okay, wait, what's going on? Was that part of the show? Was that a firework? You know, is this really a shooting? And then I'm sure that, you know, it just continued and it kind of obviously sounded like an automatic weapon. And then I'm sure that people actually started to see people getting hit. I mean, so many people were injured. So it's really amazing to me, though, that you see this happening, and the immediate response from the left-wing politicians is, oh, it's the gun's fault. It's the gun's fault. Well, you know what? Yeah, maybe there's a problem here where this guy illegally had a firearm. Obviously, he didn't legally obtain these firearms, and that's the point. They don't even understand. It doesn't matter what laws. There's already laws in place to keep nutjobs from getting guns. They can still get their hands on weapons. That's what we saw happen in Vegas. So it doesn't surprise me that we see the political left immediately jump on the gun control thing, jump on gun control legislation. But my worry, Rob, and we were talking about this earlier, my worry is that, you know, we already saw Hodgkinson do it in Virginia. Now we see this, maybe it was one guy, maybe it was two guys, maybe four guys. I mean, who really knows? You know, we're still trying to absorb all the information. I mean, 19 weapons. They're saying it happened for over an hour. I've read as many as 400-plus people injured. I mean, this is a pretty serious event. I mean, if that's one guy doing it, okay, maybe that's possible with an automatic weapon. Maybe that's possible if he's got, you know, 30 magazines or 40 magazines ready to go and he has the whole thing planned. But this took some planning, too. I mean, let's recall, this is a concert. I don't know when this concert got scheduled. I don't know when they started selling tickets or when they announced that this concert was going to happen. But obviously, this person knew that there was going to be a concert. They assumed that they could get to this high point and fire into the crowd of people and injure as many people as possible. So it was a well-coordinated event, which, I'm sorry, a left-wing nut job usually isn't that well-coordinated. I mean, look at James Hodgkinson, for example. He
just showed up, basically.
Multiple people. Yeah,
well, exactly. Well, he read it in the paper where they were practicing. That kind of tipped him off where he should go.
Yeah, that was
but
the New York
I want to get to a couple things real quick, Owen. One, stricter gun laws would have not predicted the Las Vegas shooting. This is from Law & News. And they're basically saying if he had fully automatic weapons, he would have had to purchase them and register them prior to 1986, May 19th, because after that time they were banned. So
the manufacturer of new ones. So you can purchase one now, but all of those are $25,000 or so.
Exactly. They're almost collector's items.
Exactly.
And so if he made a modification to it, it was an illegal weapon. So whatever he did, he was breaking the law in regardless of what he did.
Right, exactly.
But I do want to go, guys, get the two clips of the multiple shooters, and let's play those real quick so people can hear that, because these are people on the ground right after the incident, and here's what they had to say.
We were the furthest VIP stages away from Mandalay Bay, and they were ricocheting everywhere where we were. So they were firing from somewhere high, and they were unloading clip after clip after clip after clip.
So there is a shooter, you believe?
Multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters.
He meant magazine.
We thought it was fireworks, and then it just didn't stop. And I'm like, Debbie, that's not fireworks. And then people started running, and we asked what was going on, and they said it was a shooter. And then we realized it sounded like machine guns. It sounded like more than one machine gun. And it just didn't stop, like 30 minutes.
And personally, I think you can attribute a number of these things to the whole fog of war that you see when disasters are happening or when crises like this are happening.
I was listening to him from...
You know, a lot of these people probably have never experienced live gunfire, you know, so...
Right, especially not at them.
Their eyes were deceiving them. But again, let's try to compare the two events here. You know, Hodgkinson, obviously not the brightest guy, didn't have the most intricate planning, just went out to the ball field that he saw reported in the New York Times and decided he was going to try to shoot Republicans. This event was much more well-planned, at least the way it played out. Now, whether it was one guy that planned the whole thing or multiple people, that's the story that we're all, I guess, you know, wanting to find out. But you're talking about renting a hotel room, knowing that the concert was going to go on, knowing what point to get the room at so you could have a shot, and then as many as 19 firearms. He had to have at least 20 to 30 magazines fully loaded. I mean, that's very intricate planning. And to me, you look at this guy, this looks like just another pharmaceutical drug head, a guy that's probably not in his right mind. Like you said earlier, Rob, a guy that probably is triggered by the fake news liberal media. I don't think that they have that wherewithal about them. I don't think that they have the brain capacity to plan something that intricately. And if they do, I mean, we're looking at something totally different here. I mean, we're just looking at an absolute psychopath who just wanted to murder a bunch of people for God knows what reason. But we're still waiting to find out. And it's just
his father was basically a bank robber.
Yeah, it was in the family. He tried to kill police. Yeah.
So he may have had this already in mind to do this. Guys, I'm getting a bad delay in my ear.
But that's the question, guys. When did he leave the hotel room? I mean, those are records that someone has access to. When did this man rent the hotel room, and when was the concert announced? Those are two details I think that I would be looking into right now if I was a detective or in the Las Vegas Police Department, because that's where you can kind of start to stem your research from to find a motivation. I mean,
exactly. We're going to get more into this when we get back on the other side of the break. We're also going to look at some fallout, some people already getting fired over comments they're making. So this is getting real serious now. You can't just go out half-cocked and start throwing things out on Twitter in the middle of the night. Stay tuned. You're watching The War Room. I'm Rob Dew. We got Owen Schroyer and Michael Zimmerman.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. body, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Tweeting out right now, Vegas shooting, how did this happen? And I'm putting the live stream, InfoWars.com/show, which is the stream you can send out to everybody you know. We're talking with Owen Troy right now. I'm Rob Dew, and we got Michael Zimmerman. And we are covering what's going on in Vegas. Now, we've had some fallout already. Here's an article from the Daily Caller. CBS legal exec, no sympathy for Vegas because country music fans are often Republican. Top legal executive Haley Giftman Gold is, quote, is not even sympathetic for the victims of the shooting at the country music festival at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Actually, it was across the street from Mandalay Bay. If they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that repugs will ever do the right thing, wrote Giftman Gold on Facebook. I'm not even sympathetic because country music fans are often Republican gun toters. Well, so that's the mindset of these people. Happy that Americans were gunned down in cold blood trying to go to a concert. CBS fires president who said Vegas victims didn't reserve sympathy because country music fans are often Republicans. So there they go. CBS is part of Waze. The CIA broadcasting service is part of Waze with one of their top lawyers.
Wow.
So instant justice right there. Here's another one from this lady, and hashtag the resistance with a little snowflake afterwards. Oh. She's a
They self-identify as snowflake.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for doing the work for us. Lots of white Trump supporters in Las Vegas at Route 21 watching Jason Aldean. Pray only Trumptards died. Hashtag pray for Vegas.
Disgusting.
Okay. Now I went to her. I tried to go to her account. She deleted it. So no longer part of the resistance. Lady Gaga is saying blood is on the hands of lawmakers who don't pass gun control. She's not going to tell you what kind of gun control. She's just saying they have to pass gun control. And then here's a tweet from former First Lady Hillary Bitter Clinton.
And presidential hopeful.
Yeah. The crowds fled at the sound of the gunshots. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. And I like the tweet reply from Alexander Muse. Furthermore, when what you're claiming isn't true, if anything, it would have slowed the shooter down. Firing a fully automatic machine gun until it melts its silencer. And here's a guy shooting it. I would say, what do you think? Maybe 100 rounds right there?
They said 800 rounds in that video.
800 rounds.
Actually, and it's 700.
700 rounds.
At the bottom there.
Yeah, fully automatic. Oh, it's a Saw machine gun. And it's melting the silencer. But that's melting the silencer. I think you're going to have problems before
overheating.
That even happens.
Well, right. With a lot of guns, you run into issues after rapid firing, which is why he had these backup weapons, most likely. He was planning on shooting as much as he could until they stopped him. And he was able to shoot quite a bit, unfortunately. And because a lot of these guns just start jamming. Also, with the larger capacity magazines, which we'll get into
right.
in a few minutes, those often have issues. These drum magazines are not the most reliable.
In fact, Darren McBreen has a drum that we've gone out and shot, and just shooting a few, well, maybe like 50 rounds through it really quickly, it starts to heat up and get on fire, catch on fire.
The rifle?
Catch the barrel.
The wood.
The wood part.
Right.
So, because the oil mixed with it. And so that's not very reliable either. So there's a lot of speculation of what this guy was using. They're saying up to 19 guns.
It's interesting. They've said the number of guns. They won't mention what specific weapons he's used. And of course, the gun grabbers out there will do what they always do and then use that to try to push an assault weapons ban. Fortunately, we have Trump in office and we have people in the rest of our government who are not out to ban guns like some other parties in this.
Let's hope this doesn't turn them in that direction. Guys, we brought in a video earlier about the layout of one of the rooms at Mandalay Bay. If you guys want to pull that up, we looked at a blueprint.
Did you have a video? I think Google Images of
somebody brought in a video.
Okay.
I believe Dan's got it. Do you guys have it? He said he was going to bring it in.
Okay.
Okay.
They had like a floor by floor, layout of the rooms basically. And it looks like he has one of the corner suites.
Right.
So he had two different angles that he was shooting out of, because in the pictures that have come out now in the daytime, you can see there's two windows that have been blown out. So reading a news report saying that he used some sort of hammer to break out the glass, which, as most people know, the windows in Vegas hotels do not open.
Right. That's the only way to get them open is with a hammer.
To break them open, right. Because, one, you just don't need people opening the windows on their, 30, 40th floor.
Okay, just roll the video. I don't think it needs any audio over top of it. We can narrate it. So this is supposedly one of the rooms. He was in room 135 on the 32nd floor. So we don't know if that was a full corner suite, or he could have had two rooms, even possible.
Right. If someone was planning on doing something like this, he probably wasn't too concerned about the cost.
Because a lot of these rooms have doors in between them.
Exactly.
So you can get three rooms together and travel between them evenly. Owen, what are your thoughts? What's your reaction to the tweets going on with the liberals? I mean, this really shows the mindset of these people. They really hate anybody who doesn't agree with them.
Well, exactly. This is just another symptom of the left hatred of America. I mean, you got people taking knees, protesting the national anthem, people that died for their freedom. You got Antifa that burns flags in the streets. You got the mainstream news that lies all day long. This is just another symptom of the liberal hatred of America. But what was amazing to me about the Twitter, Rob, was when I first started looking at some of the celebtards that were tweeting about this, I noticed that they were getting roasted. I mean, I'm thinking that this is actually going to really hurt the left at the end of the day, because they chose to so viciously and so cold-heartedly politicize this before the blood had even dried. And it was so bad that basically all the celebtards that I saw tweeting about this, I couldn't find anybody supporting them on Twitter. And you know how Twitter rigs the algorithm so that they only get the leftists to get to the top. And what I noticed was, when I was looking at some of the libtards that are in politics and Hillary Clinton's tweets, all of the typical bots, the same bots, you see it every time. It's the same bots that they get to the top of the list because they hate Trump, and they don't even have any followers. They just support the liberal narrative and they make it to the top. But it didn't even last. The hatred for these people is so real, I think that even their own people are turning on them.
Yeah, they're eating themselves.
You look at the responses to that tweet that Hillary Clinton made, which, again, she's just, it's not even in reality. I mean, it's based in complete fabrication of reality. It's not even real. And people are just like, you're just a total scumbag. You laughed when people died in Benghazi. You've armed terrorists overseas. You're not fooling anybody anymore. So I really think that this is going to backlash on the left. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to come out that the one guy, whether it was just one guy or maybe perhaps a greater psyop that was going on here, the one guy that's going to get the pitfall for all this is going to be a liberal. He's going to be a foaming at the mouth, I hate America liberal, and just like Hoskinson was. And
he's going to have liberal sickness.
About that.
Which means you have to kill your political enemies. That's what that means. If you have a political enemy, the only way to deal with them is not with logic and reason or arguments. It's to kill them. And when we come back, I'm going to play a clip from an eyewitness who saw basically a warning that happened right before the shooting happened. They said, we were warned, a couple came down, and she says it's a Hispanic couple. Now, you look at this guy, Paddock, he doesn't look Hispanic. So we're going to play that clip when we come back. We got a lot more, and we'll go over this. Thanks for joining us, Owen. We're also going to take your calls, 888-201-2244. You're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show is a free stream. Send it out to everybody you know.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emerx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
So we're starting to see patterns emerge. Some patterns don't reveal themselves for years. Some of them reveal themselves within a few months. And so I want to play this first clip, which talks about a warning that was received. And we see this a lot with the globalists. They have to warn people that they're going to do something. Hey, we're going to destroy your world. We're going to turn it upside down. We're going to put chemicals in the water that sterilize.
Overthrow countries.
We're going to overthrow countries. So let's go to this first clip, and then we will discuss it. And we got Kit Daniels joining us here, too, as well.
I thought it had a positive correlation to it. Like, obviously, she was telling us that in either to tell us to warn us or to tell us that we were all going to die, and she was part of it. So,
okay, so they want the description of this woman. Describe to me what this woman looked like.
Her and her boyfriend were both Hispanic. They were probably about shorter five-footers, probably about 5'5", 5'6". They just look like everyday people.
So first thing I want to know is, what's the height of Mr. Paddock? How tall was he?
Don't know his height. I did see the height of his associate,
mm-hmm.
which earlier reports, so she was 4'11",
all right,
shorter woman. Earlier reports I was reading today from 3-4 in the morning were saying that the female had been arrested, the woman he was with had been arrested, but then later today, I'm seeing she's out of the country right now.
And she does look Hispanic, but she's Asian. So she has like a Filipino look.
Right. So they brought her in for questioning out of the country.
Yeah.
And they've cleared her. So some conflicting stories there, but that could also be attributed to the whole fog of war thing we were discussing, where things really aren't very, very clear on the details until later.
Well, Kit Daniels has, there's a picture on screen we're showing right now of the girlfriend. Kit Daniels, what's your thoughts on this latest revelation?
Well, it's like with anything, with any mass shooting, you cannot always just go with what the mainstream media says. You know, it's what people don't get. You know, I was in Austin a couple of months ago with a leasing agent. And he was telling me, well, who can you yourself? You got to look at the puzzle pieces yourself. You can't just take everything at face value. And that's what we've been doing all day today at Infowars.com is we're taking the puzzle pieces and analyzing them. Now, all of the puzzle pieces may not fit together. Some of the puzzle pieces may be, you know, we might be looking in the wrong direction on one thing, but the point is that when it comes to mass shooting, you always have to look at every angle and exhaust it before you'll get to the truth.
Exactly. And now I want to go to this part of it, which is the same warning that we saw earlier. And also, people received warnings before the bombing in Manchester. That was at the Ariana Grande concert. So let's roll that video.
Sat down in our seats, to start from the beginning, we had somebody sat next to us.
So there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue into the first row.
And, looked very suspicious. She was fidgeting all the time with a bag, on the floor across her. She was by herself.
What was she doing?
She started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
She was looking in the direction of where the explosion actually happened all night.
It was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired, but then she was escorted out by security.
I told security, who then informed a higher security. They were up and down the stairs where she was sat discreetly watching her.
Obviously, she was telling us that in either to tell us to warn us or to tell us that we were all going to die, and she was part of it.
And then, of course, the concert went on. This lady was more agitated. 1 to 2 minutes before the concert finished, this lady disappeared. And then, of course, the explosion went off in the other end of the of the stadium.
So they escorted her out to make her stop messing around with all the other people in front of them, but none of us knew that it was going to be serious.
So we have these female messengers of death, kind of impending doom happening, and they're there right before it happens. What do you make of this?
It's very interesting, and I don't know what to make of the thing last night, but I think in Manchester, this is probably one of the co-conspirators, potentially, who was there, obviously knew it was going to happen, was warning people and looking in the direction of the bombing, and then she goes, all right, it's happening at the end of the show, got herself out of there. Because I don't think these people, especially in the cases of terrorism, act alone.
Well, and in Vegas, maybe it could have been these were the accomplices who helped them get the guns up to the room. Because bringing 19 guns up is no easy feat.
No.
You're going to need some bellhops, and they're going to ask questions. Why are these so heavy, sir?
When I carry two of my rifles.
You have 15 sets of golf clubs?
When I carry two of my rifles into the gun range, it's, you know, a heavy backpack. Yeah. Each gun, you know, probably 10 pounds apiece. And again, I don't really know why they're saying the number of guns, but not telling us
what
types of guns. Right. Because, yeah, a fully automatic weapons are very seldom used in crimes. Legal full auto weapons have only been used in three crimes since the 30s.
Yeah.
And I believe two of those were actually by police officers off duty, but they had access to full auto weapons, and one of them killed a police informant and the other killed some other person. But it's very rare to see full auto weapons used in crimes. So when something like this happens, and then we'll also get into in a few minutes, we'll play this clip, where it's a variable rate of fire.
Right.
It does not sound like most full auto weapons. It's very curious what happen here.
Yeah, some people are speculating it could be a crank-fed gun, like an old Gatling gun, but not an old Gatling gun, something
exactly.
modern.
Right.
Another link that we see in a lot of these mass shootings are antidepressants are linked to these. In the Telegraph, they're reporting antidepressants linked to murders and murderous thoughts. Kit Daniels, you've been looking into this. What have you found about antidepressants being linked to this shooting?
Well, virtually every mass shooting in the past 5 years, it's always comes out that the shooter was on some sort of SSRI or inotropic or what have you. But the mainstream media, they never report on that. It's like, it's always Infowars.com or, you know, the Gateway Pundit or alternative media sites that are the only ones willing to look into that. And why is that? It's because the mainstream media makes billions of dollars a year on taking in ads for these psychotropic drugs. You know, you got the big pharma companies that you go in the break room and you watch the cable news. It doesn't matter what it is it's Fox News or CNN. You see the ads. It's always big pharma ads.
Yeah. And you notice his brother goes, oh, he just snapped. Did they ever ask the brother if he was on SSRIs? We don't know. They didn't put that footage out.
Yeah. And that was the key thing to me. That's what triggered me to do the article today was the fact that the first thing you see is an article from the Daily Mail saying, oh, he just snapped. I've heard that over and over and over and over and over again. Every single time, it's always, oh, he just snapped. Oh, he just happened to be on SSRIs.
Yeah, and now we're seeing if he was mentally deficient, his dad was off. They called him a psychopath.
Oh, yeah.
He was landed on the FBI's most wanted
bank robber.
Yeah, typically when it comes to, I know for a fact on like cluster B disorders, there's always this genetic disposition. So if there's a father or a mother that has a disorder, more than likely the children are also going to have it. So yeah, that's another tell is the fact that his father was a psychopath. Okay. So, you know, chances are he might have some mental deficiencies of his own.
And more than likely he was being treated for this. So they say he was a hunting enthusiast, licensed pilot, and a gambler with no criminal record who owned a $400,000 home in a retirement community, a Nevada retirement community. So here's a guy kind of on the tail end of his life. I'm saying it reminds me exactly of the 66-year-old shooter in, his last name is Hutchison.
James T. Hutchison.
And this guy was totally, manipulated by, it seems like, mainstream media. You know, if you keep it on in your house all day and they're sitting there telling you how bad Trump is and how evil
Trump's
he is.
Trump's a Nazi. Trump
supporters
are Hitler.
You're gonna go save the world.
Go punch a Nazi. Go do this. Yeah, you'll believe it. The Republicans are literally killing people with their health care bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to go
We're going to go kill some Republicans in return.
The mainstream media, at least in this Scalise thing, was absolutely to blame.
Well, as we go to break, I want to give out the number, 888-201-2244. We want to take your calls in the next segment. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us at 4 o'clock, but we do have one more segment left before that happens. So I want to take your calls at that segment, especially if you were in the Vegas area during the shooting. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Please put that number on screen during the commercial break so people can call in. We'd love to hear what you have to say, what your angles are on this. And in fact, I'm going to take some brain force. I went to bed at 6:30 this morning, got up at 9. So I got to recharge. If I seem a little low on energy, it's because of that. But don't worry. I'm going to get charged up with some brain force. You're watching The War Room at Infowars.com/show. Thanks for watching.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at Infowars.com. I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So we know how the left is going to react to this. We've already seen what has happened. They're happy that we've been killed, that Republicans have been killed. We're happy that Trump supporters have been killed. They're totally happy about that. They want to come after our guns, and they're going to definitely use this to come after our guns. We've already got Hillary Clinton talking about suppressors and how she wants to get rid of those.
That's been a big conservative issue, is the Hearing Protection Act.
Exactly. And that's what it's about. It's about protecting your ears, right? Not about going around it. You know, they show in the movies people shooting people with silencers. That's not how silencers are barely used ever in crimes. So it's just another BS fact.
Which is currently you have to pay a $200 tax stamp per suppressor.
Right.
And the decent one started around $800.
Now we're going to go to your calls.
Call it $1,000 for every suppressor you own.
Right. Exactly. So criminals aren't going to be paying that type of money. Now I just want, right before the break, I took Brain Force and I can already feel it working. It just like hit me. I could feel the energy coming through, and we got Brain Force right now plus 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. So try it. I mean, I just took two right there. I don't know if you noticed the difference in me. I feel a little up now. I got a little more energy, a little more pep.
Well, you
in
got
my
about
step.
3 hours of sleep last night.
That's right. I got about 3 hours of sleep, shot some videos, shot about 2 hours of Facebook. Just monitoring the Twitter feeds, showing what's been going on out there, mainly going through what social media is doing, how social media has changed the landscape. Because when you go to the mainstream media, all you saw were pictures of cops and sirens. That's all they were showing. And when you look at other people's social media accounts, you saw
shots where the shooter was. You could see the hotel. They were in the action, so you could actually see what was going on and report it to other people, whereas the mainstream media, you're only getting what the police want you to know. Which, in this case, let's go to the clip from earlier today of Alex Jones when he got a tip texted to him live on the show of what was found inside the shooter's room at Mandalay Bay.
We've got breaking news here, Paul Watson, that's absolutely critical, absolutely key. I have gotten this, and no cameras, please, guys, no cameras. This is from a law enforcement source. And the information is the news is lying. FBI HRT did the hit on the guy, and they found Antifa information in the room and photos of the woman in the Middle East. So he did not kill himself. The FBI hostage rescue team killed him because he was firing on them. So he did not want to be taken alive, and reportedly he did it, and it was Antifa crap everywhere. And other things I'm not supposed to mention. That is directly from the hostage rescue team, by the way, Paul.
So directly from the hostage rescue team, he was firing on police. They killed him. And there's Antifa literature and pictures of his girlfriend in the Middle East. And I have a transcript somewhere of, yeah, police officer scanner captures. I'll go to that. What's your reaction to that video?
Interesting. Very interesting. Because, you know, first, there are lots of conflicting reports coming out about this. Islamic State claims Las Vegas shooting. Then U.S. officials saying, oh, we're kind of skeptical on that. I'm still in the whole fog of war mode, if you will. I think there's a lot going on. But here's the transcript. Yeah, they actually have the audio.
And he was in a suite 135.
Yep.
So they're about to blow the door. So copy all units, 32nd floor. SWAT has explosive breach. Everyone in the hallway need to move back. All units move back. Breach, breach, breach. And then it sounds like there's a gunshot, and then it's an audible. We have one suspect down. That's the fifth officer. We need air clear for Zebra 20. We have one suspect down inside the room. Zebra 20 is one suspect down inside the room. So they're saying it sounds like they killed him from this, although they didn't say that over the scanner. And by that time, people were listening to the scanners. I was getting updates from scanners through the Facebook feed. Let's go to our first caller, Tristan in North Dakota, and then we'll get Kit Daniels' reaction. Go ahead, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, they're trying to take our guns, Tristan.
What's that?
I said they're trying to take our guns.
Of course they are, and they're going to keep trying. I mean, we're at a crossroads right now, so I don't know. It's just pretty worrying seeing where all this Antifa garbage is going, all these radical left wackos, and it always comes back on, you know, the conservatives, the warriors, like the info warriors, you could say.
Yeah, do you think they're going to succeed? Do you think the American people are going to bow down and have their guns taken away?
Absolutely not. They're, you know, we're in the midst of the awakening right now. More and more people are seeing what's going on. People are doing their own research. They're thinking for themselves. And, you know, the truth will prevail. We're seeing more and more people awake these days. But the people who are asleep, they're just deeper in their sleep, it seems like. I think this, the further down the rabbit hole we go, the more people are going to see how ridiculous all this division and all that, you know, this race war that's trying to be caused by Antifa and these radical left wing whack jobs. And I don't know, if you ask me, more and more of these shootings are going to happen, and people are going to have to make a decision where they're either going to have to get used to it once a week or 5 times a week, or they're going to decide something different has to happen.
Well, they haven't put out his political affiliation yet, but according to truthaboutguns.com, firearm-related homicides, Democrat versus Republican affiliation. Let's just go over a few of these stats, and then I'll get your reaction to that, Kit Daniels. So from 1980 to 2008, they looked at all the gun shootings. 52% of homicides were done by black perpetrators, 45.3% were done by white, 2.2 other races. Now, of those who committed those crimes, 93% of the blacks voted Democrat, 39% of the whites voted Democrat, and 67% of everyone else, average of all races other than black and white, voted Democrat. So large majority of Democrats versus Republicans are shooters when it comes to shooting. And this reminds me of a case not too long ago of two neighbors fighting. One of them was a Trump supporter and the other one hated Trump. And the one guy who hated Trump got a gun out and shot the guy in cold blood in his backyard or front yard, somewhere right around there.
What we were talking about earlier, it's the media has been pushing this whole thing. Punch Nazis, kill Nazis. It's like these Trump supporters are not Nazis.
You're Captain America. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Kit Daniels, what's your reaction?
Well, here's what how I see this going from here on out. You see this whole, the shooting by a so-called Antifa guy, right? Who's targeting a country concert, which is all, you know, you see all the photos of it, it's guys in cowboy hats, everything, just typical Americana, typical, you know, it's what people think of when they think of a Trump supporter.
Hey, it's so typically American. There was a guy running from the scene with his beer still in his hand.
So
that's how American
fits in perfectly with what Matt Bracken said on the show yesterday.
Right.
What we're going to possibly see is another false flag down the, in a couple of weeks from now where, but it's going to be blamed on a right wing guy who's like maybe taking revenge for this shooting
at an NFL game or some other event.
Right. Yeah. So exactly. So it's like, we already see the kind of this narrative flowing towards, hey, let's get a mass shooting perpetrated by a white conservative guy. So yeah, that's where I see this all going is that you're seeing this build up, this crescendo of trying to bait the Trump supporters into attacking and attacking. And so far they haven't. I hadn't seen, you see all the, you know, you see all the Berkeley videos and stuff. You rarely see a Trump supporter attack somebody unless they're being attacked before, first, you know, self-defense.
No, self-defense.
But what I see now is they're trying to build up this narrative so that they can create another false flag with another patsy who's conveniently enough now is a Trump supporter. And it's already the splinter in the mind's eye that, okay, there's a civil war being fermented.
I totally agree with you there. Let's go to Larry from Parts Unknown has information on Nevada law. Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, I know for a fact because a friend of mine's a gun dealer that moved to Reno, Nevada, that full automatic weapons are legally obtainable with a background check in Nevada. And that's, the only thing that I can think of, I can't even imagine having that many full automatic weapons.
Well, you could get those here in Texas, too, but you have to go through a process.
Those are controlled by the NFA, the National Firearms Act, from the 1930s. And, yes, you can get full auto weapons before – they were produced before 1986, I want to believe, or I want to say. But they're very expensive. The ones you're able to buy, yes, you can buy a number of full auto weapons that were made before the mid-80s. But most of them are $20,000-plus. And, yes, that's not just a Nevada thing. You can buy those in most states.
Yeah, but they're more easily obtainable in Nevada.
How so?
I never got into that with my friend the gun dealer, but he said that the laws were relaxed in Nevada much more than they were in any other state.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to look into that. Thank you for your call, Larry. You're listening to The War Room. Right after this break, we'll be speaking to Roger Stone, who will be joining us, also getting some more information about the type of gun that may have been used in this. Stick with us.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Actions like these are meant to scare us into submission. They're meant to give up our freedoms and rights. Just remember that when you're listening to these gunshots. This is meant to take away our rights.
Also to make you not want to go out and live your life. Go do things.
To be afraid.
Departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are live here every day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. The, I guess, third installment of the 10 hours a day that we're doing live at InfoWars, the Central Texas Command Center, InfoWars Live, our new network that we're starting. I'm your host, Rob Dew, for the War Room. You can follow me on Twitter, at Dew's News. Got Michael Zimmerman joining me in the co-host chair. And we have Roger Stone on the line, and also one of our newest reporters, Jake Lloyd, who used to fire machine guns for a living in the Army. So we want to get in with him into some of this speculation about the guns. Lots of people are talking about the guns. They haven't said anything yet about what type of guns were being used. Although earlier we had an article up that said he had two rifles mounted with scopes on tripods, or I guess bipods.
Right.
That's what they would be. So and there it is.
One thing I thought was interesting was when you're listening to this gunfire, you hear the rate of fire,
right,
you know, the rounds per second varying.
Yes.
Which I was, you know, thinking it was one of these little devices, which actually, Nathan, if you have that article still, there's these little accessories people will mount on the guns. They're not particularly accurate or practical, but people can go ahead and turn this crank. And so I actually have a rifle here.
A Gatling crank.
You could go ahead and add that, you know, to the trigger area here. So,
you're just turning it right there.
Per rotation, it would be firing three rounds instead of, and the faster he's cranking it. And there were some other sources online just a couple hours ago that started saying the same thing. But in some of these videos, you can actually, so could you run that rate of fire clip real quick? You have that? Go ahead and listen to this. No, it's the one called rate of fire. So you can hear how it's speeding up and slowing down. It's like a crank. And then tacked onto the end of this video, these are some other devices that I came across online that people can add to their semi-automatic rifles in order to fire them at very, very high rates of speed, which I'm sure these devices are not actually legal under what the ATF qualifies something to be an automatic weapon. But this is a standard capacity magazine for the AK type rifles. It holds 30 rounds of 7.62 by 3.9 ammo. But in some of these bursts, I counted in one of the videos 85 shots in a row.
Which sounds like a
drum. So either a drum or one of these 100-round magazines, which, you know, they get wider at the
So a drum with like a Gat turner, a little Gat trigger could be.
Because something like that would be a lot more plausible for someone to put together. If he actually got his hands on some belt-fed machine gun, where did he get that? Did
he spend? And if he was on a tripod, that would make it easier to aim. And
exactly.
Shoot.
He's kind of pointing as he's
right.
Because
then he's got
it.
Support on the front.
And then because between shot groupings, it was 20, 30 seconds while he's changing out this drum.
Right. And those get really hot too. The guns are hot. Everything's hot. So he probably even had to switch rifles out. Jake Lloyd, used to sit on top of Humvees and shoot machine guns. What is your take on all this?
Well, yeah, most of the time that I spent in the Army, I was in weapons squad. So I was on, you know, heavy machine guns. When I wasn't in weapons squad, I was a saw gunner. So even then I was using belt-fed machine guns. The thing that I noticed, Michael's right, it could be one of those bump fire M4s. It could be one of those attachments. But to me, it sounded like a belt-fed machine gun, which raises a couple different questions. One, how did he get it? How did he get the ammo? And how did he get it all linked together and everything? That's a question. But the rate of fire for belt-fed machine guns is very distinct. It's a very mechanical sound. The bolt in an open-bolt weapon system is essentially a piston powered by the bullets going back and forth. So I don't know, but the mechanical sound of the rate of fire as well as the speeding up and slowing down is a signature of belt-fed machine guns like M240s and 249 saws.
So they do speed up and slow down. I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was just a constant rate.
Very slightly, and a little bit like in the middle, you'll hear it'll go ding 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 ding. It'll speed up and slow down because of its mechanical nature.
Hmm. Very interesting. All right, let's go to Michael in Missouri. Wants to talk about a video headline on the headline news that was showing at the bottom third. Go ahead, Michael.
Am I there?
Yes, you're here.
Okay. My son and I were watching headline news while I was watching Real News with David Knight this morning. And the headline news video here in Missouri between 2 and 3 o'clock clearly shows muzzle flash, center of Mandalay Bay, maybe 10th through the 15th floor.
Right, and we did look at that video at the end of the Alex Jones show, and some people were speculating that it might have been a strobe light because we were trying to see if it would match up with the rate of fire, and there were a couple instances where you could see the flashing light, but you didn't hear anything. And then Michael pointed this out.
I saw it first thing this morning when reading some reports online, and unfortunately wasn't able to come across it again in a Reddit thread. People were discussing how, or someone was saying, yeah, there the past couple of days, there had been a strobe light on. And then my other point earlier today was if someone had been shooting out of that lower window, we see the two windows that were shot out on the 32nd
And you see
floor.
Another window.
You
people
would see
would
another window blown out. Exactly. There's no window blown out on that floor. I'm sure if that strobe light is still going, you will see it this evening.
And the key, I guess, is to go there and shoot a photograph of it if you're in that area and see if there is, because it is right in the center.
Which for
where the two wings meet.
Which for a place like Vegas,
about
it's
10
not
floors up.
Too unusual for there to be a you know, strobe light going off in someone's room.
Right.
During that same video, you can see the general area of the upper floors, and there is absolutely no muzzle flash coming from that area. Now, I myself am an AR-10 owner. Okay, so I mean, I know what muzzle flash looks like. I'm just saying, my son and I rewound that on our DVR, and you can see that muzzle flash. You can hear, if it is a strobe light, but you can hear the firing in the background. Mm-hmm. When you look into the area where the supposed shots were being fired, there is no muzzle flash. And
now, I'll tell you this. We just went and shot a bunch of guns at a shooting range, and what I thought was interesting is some of the guns, and they're all different kinds. I don't even know what kind of what they were. Some were Israeli. So we shot an Uzi. Some of them had very distinct muzzle flashes, and some of them didn't have any. which I was very surprised of. I thought I would see a muzzle flash on everything.
It has to do with your flash hider or compensator. So on, right. I'll bring this out again. On your standard AK-47 style rifle, you can see it's just cut at an angle here.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, does not really do much for flash hiding. It's more of a compensator. Standard on a M4, M16 style rifle is the A2 flash hider, because when you're shooting, you actually don't want the person you're shooting at
to see where you're at,
to see your right. your position. That's the whole point of a flash hider.
Right. Well, Michael, we definitely did see that, and we talked about it. I guess the big question is, are the windows blown out at that spot on the hotel? So that's something we're hoping maybe other citizen journalists can, or we could just look at other pictures after the shooting took place to
right.
see if that is the case.
I understand that fully, and my AR is also suppressed. Very much legally, I waited a year for all the paperwork. So, I mean, I'm not your basic, you know, out shooting your daddies.
no, you've put some money into your guns, and that's exactly. great.
But
no one's accusing you of that. And it is a distinct point. We definitely looked at it, but at this time, I want to see a little more photographic evidence that window.
If there's no window knocked out and there's two knocked out up there,
I think it's illegal to open any windows in a Vegas hotel. They don't let you do that. They have balconies that you can go out on, so it's possible.
We stay in a lot of hotels in our travels, and
they don't
very
let
few
that.
Hotels in any city does the window open.
But thanks for calling, Michael. Appreciate it, and appreciate your diligence out there. And we want to hear more from your caller from the callers out there. And also, I think we're going to get Roger Stone on. We had a little bit of a connection glitch, but he should be coming and joining us next segment. You can watch us live at Infowars.com/show. Please spread that link to everybody. You're watching The War Room. I'm Rob Dew. That's Michael Zimmerman. Thanks for watching.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm Roger Stone for InfoWars, and you're here at the War Room. My colleagues, both sporting their navy blue suits today, must have known I was going to be on. I must tell you, when you have been to the House Intelligence Committee for an interrogation, reminds me a great deal of a proctological examination. While the proceeding was courteous and professional, the Democrats engaged in a series of gotcha questions designed to catch you in a half-truth or a mistruth over arcane nonsense, while the Republicans, by and large, stuck to the actual charge of the committee, that being to determine whether there was collusion, conspiracy, or coordination between anyone in Trump world and the Russian state or any Russian company or individual. Now, after the proceedings, Mr. Schiff, the ranking Democrat, came out to say that Stone had been put in touch with Assange, who is a Russian asset, and he was questioned about this before the committee. Now, again, he repeats the falsehood that for which there is no proof whatsoever that Julian Assange or WikiLeaks are assets or controlled by the Russians. This is a false narrative repeated endlessly by our communications agencies, but with no documentation. When Mr. Comey was before this very same committee that I testified for, and he was asked about it, he said, yes, we think they use some kind of a cutout. Sounds rather imprecise to me. But the New York Times, in a piece by Yamachi Alcindor, a reporter I'm unaware of, do not know, incorrectly reported that I declined to tell the committee the name of a journalist who had, quote, connected me with Guccifer 2.0. This is completely incorrect. I declined to name a journalist who I had asked to confirm a tweet of WikiLeaks of July 21st, in which they made it clear that they had devastating information on Hillary Clinton and that they would release it. So twice in this article, it is incorrect. I never, there was no journalist in between. I reached out to the persona I thought was Guccifer 2.0 after he had been suspended and then reinstated on Twitter. I do not believe then, and I do not believe now, that he's a Russian asset. If he is a Russian asset, why is the software he's using registered to an employee at the Democratic National Committee? There's something for the committee to focus on. Now, Representative Schiff said I would be subpoenaed if I did not provide this information to the committee. Trey Gowdy, who I think is a fine legislator and a good man, expressed an interest in knowing who this contact was. And I assured the committee that if I could convince the journalist in question to release me of the journalistic shield, release me from our off-the-record conversation, I would be happy to disclose his name to the committee, and he can then confirm what I have told the committee, that I had no direct conversation with Julian Assange during the presidential campaign year. So I am most anxious to get, A, the New York Times to correct this little item. The other interesting part about all of this is that I also have to correct a misstatement of my own. I did say in my press stand-up that I believed that my lawyers had heard from Manafort's lawyers that he would be indicted. That was an incorrect assumption of mine based on the fact that my lawyers made that observation after a meeting with Manafort's lawyers, or a communication. But in fact, my lawyers learned this from publicly available documents. So I apologize for the misunderstanding. The net result of it remains the same. I still believe that Robert Mueller will seek to unfairly squeeze Manafort in an effort to get him to roll over on the President of the United States, which I do not think he is going to do. They would have to manufacture some crime by the President. There is no Russian collusion. And I once again made it very clear to the committee that I had no advance notice of the hacking of John Podesta's emails. There is no evidence to the contrary, that I had no advance knowledge of the source or content of the emails published in October by WikiLeaks, and that my communications with Guccifer 2.0, who I vigorously contest is a Russian asset, are based on the substance, context, and content entirely benign and after the fact. So perhaps the U.S. Senate committee inquiry will raise the same questions. But again, there are two central questions here. One is the question of, did the Russians attempt to interfere in our election? The other is the question of, did somebody in the Trump camp, a Trump friend, a family member, associate, campaign staffer, collude with the Russians, conspire with the Russians, coordinate with the Russians? The answer to the first one is perhaps, because we now see that Russians appear to have, or some Russian entity appears to have purchased Facebook ads that seem to have a political intent. I do think this is kind of like urinating into the ocean in terms of moving public opinion, but it would be typical of the ham-handed actions of the Russians, who really don't understand our politics. The entire Guccifer is a Russian thing was invented in order to get the Stone admits he talks to Russian intelligence asset headline that is so completely fake news. That I think has to be, addressed. So we're finally getting to the point where the steam is running out of the Russian canard, the myth, the fairy tale that Donald Trump and his associates colluded with the Russians. Still no evidence has been found. I've talked about the Donnie Trump Jr. Case, and you're well familiar with it. Now would be a good time to tell you that we do need your support at InfoWars. We are the tip of the spear in the revolution. BrainForce right now, which is among my favorite products, is available at an extraordinary 50% discount. Now, I get mental clarity and organization out of this. It is used throughout the Stone family. My grandson Nick likes it as well. So you will never see this price again. Again, BrainForce 50% off. Act on this today and help us support the revolution.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone here on the War Room. Many of you may know that there are about 3,100 files still sealed in the National Archives regarding the Kennedy assassination. Under the 1992 JFK Records Act, the archives have until July 26th to decide which of those files will be publicly disclosed. This is one of several tranches of documents that the government has already released. Some of the documents that we've seen previously showed that J. Edgar Hoover, for example, had directed the head of the FBI in Dallas to brief George Bush of the CIA about certain aspects of the Kennedy assassination. We also found that the KGB had conducted their own investigation into the events of November 22nd, 1963, and they had concluded that President John F. Kennedy was murdered by Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson. We also learned that Jacqueline Kennedy had gone to French intelligence, who had conducted their own independent investigation at her request, which they published in book form. They also conclude that Lyndon Johnson was the centerpiece of a plot to kill John F. Kennedy. So what will happen now? We do know that among the documents that are waiting to be seen are a CIA personality study of Oswald, top secret testimony of former CIA officers to congressional committees, transcripts of interrogations with the Soviet defector and Oswald handler Yuri Nosenko, letters about the case from J. Edgar Hoover and Jacqueline Kennedy, the CIA files on Jack Wasserman, the attorney for New Orleans mob boss Carlos Marcello, and the operational files of E. Howard Hunt, career spy, CIA veteran, and Watergate burglar. E. Howard Hunt, of course, had admitted on his deathbed in an extraordinary series of tapes with his son, St. John Hunt, that he was on the ground in Dallas, that it was indeed an agency operation, at least partially, and that he was, as he described himself, a backbencher. Joining me, therefore, in calling on President Trump, who has the ultimate authority over these records, to choose transparency, is Gerald Posner. Gerald Posner is, of course, the author of the 1993 bestseller, Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. Some of you may know that Mr. Posner and I debated that very question last November and are likely to do so again via Skype this November. I had hoped to get Mr. Posner on the program today, and he may yet make the scene, but he has joined me in calling for the president to release these records. Now, Mr. Posner and I are both New York Times best-selling authors. We are diametrically opposed on this question. In my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, which you can get at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or a dozen other. You can go to the Stone Cold Truth site, I believe, you can get my book, or you can adhere to Mr. Posner's book, Case Closed, of which I vehemently disagree. But we agree on one thing, and that is the president should not give in to CIA Director Pompeo. And evidently, Mike Pompeo has been lobbying the president to delay the release of these records for another 25 years. Now, it is instructive that when the Bay of Pigs records, which were on a different schedule, came up for release by President Barack Obama, the Central Intelligence Agency successfully argued that those records should also be suppressed for another 25 years. How this makes any sense absolutely remains to be seen. It is absolutely clear that everyone involved in the CIA at that time is deceased, that there is no government official still in high office who was in office at that time. So it is hard to figure out what it is the deep state wishes to conceal. I have reached the conclusion that and therefore put out a statement today with Gerald Posner, both calling on the president to release these records. We'll keep you posted right here at the InfoWars. There he is, Gerald Posner himself. Counselor, Roger, welcome to InfoWars.
I'm glad to be on it. I mean, this may be the first time that anybody has actually been on InfoWars who believes that Lee Harvey Oswald might have killed the president on his own. So I understand this is rather a historic moment. But I think that you and I agree on two things on the Kennedy assassination. We agree on the date that Kennedy was killed. Then we really don't agree on much more than that as we go down the road. But we do agree on this, what you were just talking about a moment ago, and that is the overused word transparency. If it's needed, I've been an advocate for years. Let's get these files out. One of the reasons that people have no faith in the Warren Commission, besides the fact that Ruby killed Oswald, besides the fact that there were all types of questions with the autopsy, despite the fact of this so-called single bullet, despite Oliver Stone's film and your book and many others, is because they sealed tens of thousands of documents after the assassination, kept them from public view for decades, and people started to think, you know what? These guys have something to hide. I believe what they had to hide is they were covering their own bureaucratic asses. The CIA was lying to the Warren Commission because it didn't want the commission to find out that they were in league with the mob to try to kill Castro. The FBI was lying to the Warren Commission because they were afraid they hadn't looked into Jack Ruby's mob contacts and they had a file open on Oswald and they were afraid that somebody would say, you guys knew he was that crazy, you didn't do something about him. So everybody was running for cover. But the only way we will know is get these files out. So George Bush the Elder, back in 92, signed the JFK Records Act. It means 25 years to release everything. And as you said, we're down to about 3,100 key documents. If the CIA, Pompeo, and others refuse to release them, it goes to your, you know, friend, Donald Trump, and hopefully he will say, yes, get them out there. Let's take a look at them.
Well, Gerald, you know my view, and that, of course, is that nobody in their right mind could honestly believe that Oswald killed Kennedy and acted alone. But you are a great lawyer and a great advocate for your point of view. The important thing here is that you and I, totally polar opposites on this question, agree on your right, not much other than the date. We come together to call for a final release. Why does this cover-up continue? What public good, what public benefit can there be from this continuing act? I'm disturbed by the fact that the Bay of Pigs records were suppressed for another 25 years. I find Mr. Pompeo a little tough to understand. He used to be a fairly reasonable right-of-center Republican congressman. These days, he seems to be captive of the mandarins of the CIA. And those who believe incorrectly that Julian Assange is a Russian asset and so on. And I hope the president will ignore his advice on this subject. So I salute you. I thank you for joining us on InfoWars. You're right. You'll probably never be back. Thank you, Gerald Posner.
Thanks, Roger. Bye.
If you haven't had a chance, folks, now is a superb time to go to the InfoWars.com store because we don't have George Soros writing us multi-million dollar checks in the wings. We have to depend on you.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So I told you this was going to happen last night. Every time there's a mass shooting, we tell you this is going to happen. They're going to try and come for our guns. Here's a tweet. Senator Richard Blumenthal calls for gun control legislation on MSNBC. Congress has been complicit. We ought to honor the victims by acting. Lena Dunham. Gun control is the only answer to a question we shouldn't even be asking. Ashley Tisdale. I don't want to react anymore. I want to respond. Notice these people all have armed security, and they lived in armed palaces. The senators have armed guards, but they want you to be unarmed. Here's the New Republic back in 2015. It's time to ban guns. Yes, all of them. Ban guns, all guns. Get rid of guns in homes, on the streets, and as much as possible on police. Now, let me ask you this question. And we're going to go. We have the reason I'm jumping in here, Roger, is because we have some breaking news from a caller from Las Vegas who's been there all night. I want to go to him in 1 second. How many criminals are going to turn in their guns when asked to? How many? Anybody got an answer? It's a big fat zero.
None.
They're not going to, criminals don't turn in their guns because they're criminals and they're going to keep their guns. So just remember that when you call for gun control legislation, the only ones who will have guns will be the criminals and you will be overrun. You will be a victim. So don't forget that. Now let's go to Luca in Las Vegas, who's been in Vegas all night, and he says he's confirming multiple shooters. Go ahead, Luca. Where were you staying last night?
I was about 4 miles out. I heard the shot. I heard the responders. But what's interesting to me is there's about 5 shooters. It's just not adding up. I have friends that were at the concert. So there's 1 dead. They're saying there's 2 wounded and 3 missing. But, I mean, they're only saying there's 1 suspect. And he was
who's they? Could you clarify real quick?
Yeah, who's saying they?
Police Department.
Okay. And they're saying they have 1 suspect dead and 2 missing?
No, that's what I got on the scanner last night. But the press release is saying they only have 1 lone wolf suspect right now.
But then on the police scanners, they're saying they're missing 2, which could be that couple that people were alluding to earlier in the night.
They're missing 2's wounded, they said, and 3 is missing. And I was listening to it all through the night for about 8 hours. And another thing that's interesting is if you look at the numbers, 9/11/01. The festival's called Route 91 on October 1st, 9/1/10/1. Now, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but that was just odd to me that I had to bring that up to you guys. But there is multiple shooters. There's multiple angles. I don't know what to say. They're hiding something. I wish I could figure it out. But, I mean, I was on the police scanner all night, and reports of multiple hotels, multiple shots, multiple shooters, and they're only saying 1 suspect right now. It's real odd.
Yeah, I was seeing tweets last night. The Bellagio was also reporting shots, but then when I did some further digging, that was from March 25th. So it's very interesting. So you're claiming they killed 1, 2 are wounded, and 3 are missing. That would be 5 shooters in total. That's what you're saying.
Right. And last night, I mean, they said 6, but it went down to 5 a couple minutes later. But there's shots reported, multiple casinos, multiple shots from different spots, and it was confirmed that it was automatic rifles.
Yeah,
and the police.
What you can hear from the video,
they're trying to say it's semi-auto.
Well, like we were saying earlier in the show, I don't know if you're listening. It could have been a semi-auto rifle outfitted with some sort of trigger device in order to make it shoot at a higher rate of speed.
It's like a little crank.
Yeah, it's just not adding up. I don't know why they're saying there's 1 guy trying to make the public feel safer, but I mean, no one here feels safe. Everyone knows that there's more than 1 guy, and I don't know what their motive is by saying, you know, 1 suspect. It's not helping anyone.
Well, we played video from 2 witnesses earlier who were adamant that there was multiple shooters. They're adamant about it. And then we played the video from the young lady who said she saw a lady get in a confrontation saying, you're all going to die, you're all going to die here.
Right,
and then 45 minutes later, people are shot.
Right, and there's some alarming things about what that lady said, too. I mean, they kind of, from what I've seen, they kind of locked the exits after that lady came in. And the guy had over 10 firearms in his room, and they're saying that the other suspects had more.
Wow. Well, I would say, do you have recordings of this scanner footage, or were you just listening to it live?
I was just listening to it live. I was actually streaming it last night because the police scanner were getting overloaded, so I started streaming it on my own. Had about, like, I don't know how many thousand. I had a couple thousand listeners. I don't have anything recorded, but, I mean, everyone in Vegas right now knows that there's more than 1 shooter. Everyone knows.
All right, well, let's get Roger Stone's reaction to this. Roger, what do you think of this? You're hearing 1 shooter at the end of the night, but now we have witnesses saying multiple shooters, and we just had this guy listening to the scanner, Luca in Las Vegas, saying there could be 5 shooters.
You know, really what this points out is the new technology really lends itself to citizen journalism. Before the internet, before InfoWars, before the ability to listen to the police radio scans, we would have taken the government's word for whatever happened. They would tell us what would happen, and we would believe it. Now, it's not clear whether there's 1 shooter or whether there's 50. but I think it is very healthy that we can even discuss and pursue all of the leads without counting on the mainstream media to define for us the narrative that they then will flip and use an excuse to take our guns, no matter what the facts are. So I actually think it's very interesting to see it unfold.
It is, and it's flowing fast and furious to take the name from the gun running program where our government was sending guns down to Mexico to try and blame the Second Amendment. So anytime the liberals can blame the Second Amendment, they do that. I want to go to one more caller who's been waiting for a while, Roger, and then you can get back to your interview. Let's go to Steve in California. He wants to talk about sniper logistics. Steve, do you have experience in this field?
No, I've studied it for, 10, 15 years. I own several weapons myself, my wife and I. But as you know, if the shooter was on, let's say, the 30th floor, 32nd, whatever, that's around 450 feet. And Pythagorean theory, you have to take the height and the distance and subtract the in-between, C plus A equals B. And that's around 300 yards. A belt-fed machine gun would be that. I don't think that was a strobe light. That was obviously muzzle flash. And I was in the hotel and casino or hotel and nightclub business for 30 years. And you don't put a strobe light in the middle of a hotel on the fourth story up. And two, you know, the professional hit team would have knock that window out with some sort of heat source and then put the window right back in, glued it back in, and been out of there in probably 3 minutes when the super quick drying glue. So if anybody gets to get in there, they need to look for the window change in that room somewhere on the fourth floor where the window has been glued out and glued back in so fast. And that was because the bullets don't, they start tumbling after, 100, 200 yards. It's not five.
Well, they haven't even said what caliber it is yet. And, you know, we're not talking about someone, you know, going and precisely shooting. There's a fish in the barrel kind of situation. There's 22,000 people down below, and they're just, you know, spraying rounds into the crowd. So, yeah, I understand, you know, your distance and ballistics and all that. But even 300 yards with, you know, a larger caliber rifle is going to be deadly and obviously was deadly.
I must say, I'm impressed with Brother Zimmerman's knowledge of the of firearms technology. It's illuminating in all seriousness. Just the fact that we're asking all these questions, that people are calling in this kind of vital information, shows you know, that this is the new news source. You won't hear this on CNN. They'll only tell you the government line. At InfoWars, we're committed to bring you what's happening as it happens.
And most of these reporters don't have this type of knowledge. They're not thinking about firearms in that way because probably most of them don't shoot. Most of them probably just go along about their life hoping they have armed guards around them at all times to protect them. Meanwhile, here at InfoWars, we talk about self-sufficiency, self-reliance, protect yourself, protect your family, don't wait for the police. And that's the mindset that we have going forward. So anytime something like this happens, those are the questions that we are asking here. Steve, thanks for calling. We got a minute left. Sean in California, I'll give you a minute, and we're going to break, so make it quick.
How's it going?
Going great. Go ahead.
Pleasure to speak to all you guys. I just wanted to point out that I'm not a gun expert, but I am an enthusiast. And going back to, I think it was 92 when Hollywood had that big, you know, robbery, they were using, I think, AK-47s, but modified. And it kind of reminded me of the same sort of style that maybe could have been pushing out of the fire, you know, like the actual, firepower. But like I said, I'm only an enthusiast, you know?
Sure. Well, no, I remember when that happened. I remember that breaking out on TV.
And we'd just like to hear, you know, in the next day or so, what guns were used?
What kind of guns
were used?
Tell us.
You know, you're telling us there's 10 of them. Sure. Tell us what was used.
All right. We'll be back with Roger Stone and his guest, Gerald Posner. And once again, you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You're watching The War Room at InfoWars.com/show. Thanks for watching.
Carter Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Jake Lloyd for InfoWars.com. I'm here in downtown Austin at Zilker Park near the upcoming ACL Music Festival here in Austin, Texas. It is one of the largest music festivals in the country, and we came down here after the tragic shootings this weekend in Las Vegas at the music festival, where over 50 people were killed, over 400 were wounded, and they're still counting it up, still trying to figure out the motive behind the shooter, what took him out there, all that different stuff. So this has been a trend in recent years. You know, we saw it at Bataclan in France, at theater. A theater was shot up. You saw it at Ariana Grande in Manchester, UK. This has been a big trend. The Pulse nightclub was a music venue just the same as this one. So we wanted to come out here and kind of cover this. Could this be the next site of a mass killing? And if not this one, which one will be next? It's very tragic because this field you see here is prime for somebody to shoot at. We don't want to give anybody ideas, but it's fairly obvious. There's plenty of different places where a crowd would be visible to somebody from a vulnerable point of view. Now the question is, who is behind these attacks? Obviously the ones in the past in Europe and everything were Muslim extremists. We are not quite sure about the one in Las Vegas. He could have been that. He could have been like James T. Hodgkinson, who shot at Steve Scalise when they were playing baseball. He could be a radical Bernie supporter. He could be a radical Marxist like Alex Jones has been saying. This is the 100th October anniversary since the revolution in the Soviet Union, the Bolshevik Revolution. So we don't know. We may see a lot of radical communists coming out here this month to commit crimes prior to their November 4th kickoff to their anarchy that they plan to start.
InfoWars.
Why's that? You want to come talk? Let's talk. Why do you hate InfoWars?
I'm on my way to a job right now.
Oh, you're screaming InfoWars on the job?
Yeah, man.
Why is that?
Because InfoWars is everything, man.
Like what?
Conspiracies are retarded.
Name one.
He's a straight up nutcase. Sandy Hook conspiracy.
Sandy Hook, he was playing devil's advocate. He played both sides. He played both sides. What other conspiracy theories?
Dude, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Moon landing?
All I have to say
hey,
is,
you want me to get out of your face? You came into my face. You came into my face, buddy. Yeah, go on across the street. You got work to do. See, that's the thing. You can't even come out here and talk about a tragedy that happened yesterday without somebody trying to politicize just passing you on the street. Just passing you on the street and people come scream stuff at you. And we're out here trying to come together as Americans and talk about Americans who are killed. Over 50 of them, over 400 wounded. So, like I said a minute ago, the question is, what do we do? Well, the only thing that we can do is come together as Americans, number one, and unify in our communities, in our churches, in our streets, hold hands as brothers and sisters, no matter what color you are, because I don't care what color the person was that got shot last night. I don't care what religion they were. I don't care what background they come from, but they're Americans, and I'm an American. The only thing that you can do is come together in your communities. You can arm yourself. You can prepare, because that is what the globalists and the collectivists don't want, because if you're prepared as an individual, if you have arms, ammunition, food, you have a plan, then they can't do anything to destroy us. Because if they shut down the grid, if they shut down our entire civilization, there's nothing we can do unless we're prepared. If we're prepared to operate as individuals, as family units, as communities, autonomously from the federal government, then we continue to function without change. We continue to function. And not only do we do that, but we are able to flourish. We're able to flourish without the restraints of the hierarchical government and the globalist machine that weighs us down on a daily basis. It's also important that we recognize the true enemy of America. Donald Trump aptly named the MSM the true enemies of the American people. Why is that? Because they divide people, they polarize people, and ultimately they radicalize people. It's not just a joke or a funny little catchphrase when we say CNN is ISIS. We say that for a reason. That's why Hodgkinson shot up the GOP baseball practice game, because he was radicalized. He was told, oh, these evil right-wingers are trying to kill people. So he went out there and he did something about it. Just the same as the shooting in Antioch, a couple weekends ago. He posted something saying, you know, we can't ignore these slights against black people. Well, he didn't ignore it. He went out and did something about it. And by doing something about it, he killed people. So we cannot allow the mainstream media to continue to divide us along political lines, racial lines, religious lines. That's what they want. They want a divided collectivist America. They don't want you to operate as an individual. They don't want you to arm yourself and carry on with your American dream. That is the biggest thing you can do. Go out there, fearlessly live your American life. Flaunt your freedom in their face. Spit in the face of globalism, Islamic terrorism.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Is the War Room.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here breaking in during the War Room with the rest of our amazing crew there, Rob Dew, and of course, Roger Stone and others, Michael Zimmerman, and they're going to be coming back here in just a few minutes. I just wanted to pop in live right now because we've seen major disinformation going on. This morning, I got a call by associates of the hostage rescue team that also goes in against terrorists and other folks, military assigned to the FBI. And they said that the shooter was inside the hotel, that he shot at them and police officers. The police officers were shot. Then they responded and were able to take him out. Now that's come out in the transcripts and come out in the tapes. They also said that the hotel room, the suite he was in, the adjoining room suite, was full of Antifa literature and his girlfriend going to the Middle East and him going to the Middle East. It was photos of that. Bizarre stuff, a whole bunch of guns, illegal guns that he couldn't even get
And of course, now even the New York Times admits that's the case. And so we reported on that. We also reported that as of this morning, ISIS, who is always truthful about what they claim responsibility for in the past, even the Associated Press admits that, they came out and declared responsibility and said that 2 months ago, this guy had converted to Islam and had contacted them. Well, we've seen this with Al-Qaeda and ISIS in countless cases, whether it was San Bernardino or whether it was the Fort Hood shooting or countless others. So we have footage of inside of the room before the shooting from a year ago on YouTube. We're showing people right now. So Newsweek earlier today showed headlines, as everybody else did, that ISIS took responsibility. Later this afternoon, they ran a headline saying that Alex Jones says deep state did this. And it says in the article, Jones bizarrely claims that ISIS, just scroll down, that ISIS was involved. They then twist what I say in the text versus the video that's edited to then say he also claims Al Gore and Phil Mudd are involved. No, Al Gore and Phil Mudd on television said in the next 2 months, we're going to overthrow Trump or we're going to kill Trump. And everybody knows that. Anybody can Google that. It's all there. So here's Newsweek. And this is just one example of literally hundreds of articles about us lying right now. Literally hundreds. I can't even read them all. I haven't been able to read like six or seven. I got home, been there since early this morning. I wanted to see the family, but I couldn't keep working. I mean, I couldn't stop working because here they are saying ISIS takes responsibility. And then 2 hours later, Alex Jones made it up saying ISIS took responsibility. That is in the articles. Scroll down there. In the deep state article, hours later, they say that I bizarrely say that ISIS was involved. Just keep scrolling. I just read it earlier. I know. There it is. There it is. Lurid tale that the Islamic group. See, they know that they just reported on that hours before. They know everybody else did. They know that's confirmed. They know that's coming out of the hostage rescue team. So what do? They then mix it in with other stuff I said, claiming that Phil Mudd and that Al Gore participated. No, they said they were getting ready to take out Trump. That was a whole separate part of what I was talking about. And the Democrats have said, and the Black Lives Matter have said, and the Antifa have said, and they've all said, and Drudge linked to our article on Friday with dozens of links. A lot of the Crowder had undercover people. So did Doug Hagman. We had all those guests on breaking it down in the videos that they plan November 4th to launch a violent revolution. And that they've got hashtag hunt Republicans, and you've got the CBS News vice president getting fired for saying those Republicans deserve it. They're white. They're Republicans. They deserve it. And you've got Twitter and Facebook saying they deserve it. You've got people saying, we hope Texans drowned. Everybody dies in Houston because they're all white. And Charlie Hebdo saying they're all Nazis, even though they're 70% minority in Houston. So they said it's beginning November 4th. And we said, no, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to begin in October because that's the 100-year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. And if you listen to Antifa and the Muslims and the radical Islamists and the globalists, they're saying they're about to repeat the 100-year anniversary. I got that from them. And everything I'm saying is verifiable, but Newsweek thinks you're dumb. So does Raw Story. So does Salon. So do all the other publications. They're saying Jones made it up that ISIS took responsibility. And then he said Al Gore was there with the gun shooting. No, I never said any of those things. And so what they do, they want to destroy myself, Trump, the liberty movement, the awakening of people across this planet. And so they're coming after all of us. But I've got major intel rolling in as we go. I mean, I had Kevin Schiff on today, the highest level CIA whistleblower ever, exposing all this and agreeing with me. It looks like a false flag against conservatives and Christians to wage war against Trump's constituency and to set them up. This is key, ahead of time, to set them up ahead of false flags against liberals, attacks on NFL stadiums, you name it, to then blame all of us collectively for something that'll kill thousands. I said the next attack will kill or injure hundreds. Then it'll be thousands. They're going to logarithmically increase this in their attack. And I had former Navy SEAL and counterterrorism expert on Matt Bracken last night, hours before, saying that the attack was coming and it'd probably be on a sporting event or on a mass concert. So we know an ISIS-affiliated Sudanese attack last week at a church, shooting 9 people, killing one, saying, I did it because they're white and Christian. Almost no media coverage because they don't want you to know about that. They want to have their early low-hanging fruit that's triggered early ignored as it builds up, as it gets ready, as it expands. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the big news. This is what is rapidly unfolding here. And this is what everyone needs to be made aware of in a big, big, big way. First, they have to admit that, okay, it's ISIS. Then they try to back off of that by claiming I made it up and then mixing in a bunch of other stuff that was just part of the larger picture of how they're gearing up for martial law and how they openly say they want to kill Trump. And then now they're driving forward saying white males deserve this. Like Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, when a Somali ran into folks with his car screaming Allah Akbar, he said, well, this is white privilege caused this. Whites have caused this. It's our fault Muslims are doing this. So they're really trying to trigger minorities into a civil war, a helter-skelter type deal like Charlie Manson tried back in the late 1960s. It's in their WikiLeaks. They've been planning it. It's not working, so they don't know what to do now, ladies and gentlemen. But they're trying the literal helter-skelter plan. That is a fact. I'll be with you in the next segment. But right now, let's go ahead and get our two reporters' takes on what I just said. But just incredible. Again, guys, they're saying that ISIS never took responsibility for this. And they said, and other wacky things. Jones says ISIS took responsibility. That's freaking nuts, even though 2 hours before they were saying it.
Well, and back in June, ISIS actually produced a video saying, we're going to launch attacks on your soil. Right. You guys can look that up. It's in PJ Media. I believe it was June 27th. And they showed a picture of the Vegas Strip. They said, we're going to come after you, America. We're going to hit you where it counts. And they showed attacks in major cities, including Las Vegas. And now we have an attack. This guy supposedly, the European media is reporting that he supposedly converted to a Muslim.
And like Alex was talking about the attack that happened last week, that was quickly out of the media.
Sure.
They weren't talking about that.
No, we didn't hear about gun control after he shot a bunch of people.
No, of course not. Exactly.
Yeah.
These are happening all the time. And then Vox comes out with an article today saying white American men are a bigger domestic terrorist threat than Muslim foreigners.
And Alex, when we get back from break, we have a caller, Jason in Las Vegas, who was at the shooting. He was at stage 30 feet from the stage. So we are going to get a literal man in the arena right there. Running for cover, helping people out, and we're going to find out all about this. We got about 40 seconds left going to break. Just remember, people, we're out here putting our lives, our necks on the line to bring you information. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support what we're doing. We have Brains Force at 50% off. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion at 50% off. Thank you for your support and continue to do so. It's what helps keep the InfoWar going. And we'll be right back after this. You're watching The War Room on InfoWars.com/show. I'm Rob Dew. We got Alex Jones. We got Michael Zimmerman. Stay tuned for more.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching us live on October 2nd, 2017, global coverage. Imagine the mainstream media's arrogance that they would be forced to announce that ISIS on their official website did take credit for converting this radical reported attacker, and then coming out hours later and claiming that I made it up and it never happened. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you saw the entire media come out and report today that this happened, and then later Newsweek and others came out and said that I made it up. So we are going to break all of this information down. Earlier today, they admitted to ISIS. They never even retract that information. I have hostage rescue team sources that were there that took this guy out. He didn't take his own life. Now the transcripts, the audio recordings show that he shot two cops before the hostage rescue team went in and did this. And now they're trying to spin the whole thing and claim ISIS never took responsibility. I guess they didn't take responsibility for that attack last week in Tennessee, where the black racist guy attacked the white church. Again, folks, this is the left trying to cause a civil war and then testing to see if they can play dumb once it starts. But we all know they've been calling for it, so it's time to call them out. Now, looking at Dew right there. And, of course, Zimmerman, you're going to go to this caller, Jason in Vegas, with his information. But how arrogant and insane is that for them to attempt this? You know something's dirty now, the way they're spinning this thing. Because we never said we were 100% sure. Just ISIS took responsibility. A lot of telltale signs. His dad was a bank robber, tried to kill FBI agents before. He has all the classic cutouts. His girlfriend's going to the Middle East. I was told all that before it was in the news today. from our sources. I mean, we had a high-level CIA whistleblower on just today. We've had William Binney on. We've had countless top Secret Service whistleblowers about Hillary and her epilepsy. I mean, the truth is we have the sources, and they can't stand it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. And it doesn't end. It just anytime we come up with information that they don't like, they go, "Oh, you're a liar. Where did you get that information from?" You got it live on the air. You go, "Look, I'm getting a live text. Exactly. Don't go to this shot because you didn't want to show people the guy's number and out your source." But you said it right there. Here we're getting the information. There's ISIS information there. There's Antifa information. We know Antifa is working with ISIS because they want to overthrow America. They have the same goal.
The big revolution coming in October to November, and they're going to kill us. And they're working with, and they're going to shoot crowds of conservatives and hashtag hunt Republicans. And then the media plays dumb and says, "Oh, ISIS never took responsibility. Alex Jones made it up in a deep stake article." I mean,
except you predicted it on Friday. Back on Friday, you were talking about how they're going to start this in October and build it up to November. And November 4th is going to be like the apex. And then you had Matt Bracken on Sunday, who was talking about how they're going to have mass shootings into crowds. Exactly. That exact thing happened
that evening.
Truth is, we know what's going on. We have the real sources because the patriots in government know we're one of the few places that's willing to get the info out. That's why they're calling for shutting us down. Now let's get to this eyewitness. Because this is exactly what they don't see, and I'm going to let you guys take over.
All right, so this is Jason in Las Vegas. Says he was 30 feet from the stage. Jason, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so go ahead and tell us your story.
So, real quick, longtime listener. I got to be honest. I follow you guys daily. I'm a fireman in Long Beach, California. We follow you at the crew, at the station. We listen. A lot of listeners there. It's hard to believe that I actually witnessed this and I survived it. I'll tell you right now, the music's going, you've got drinks on board, you're having a good time, and when the shots are fired, you don't actually understand what's going on. I'm an avid shooter. I'm a member of the NRA. I fully understand rifles. This was long sustained firing. I was there with my wife, my brother-in-law, who's a fire captain, my sister and some friends. And this, I don't know exactly what arsenal he had. I did see Joe Big tweet about an M249, but this was either a beta mag. He had probably 100 round mag because this was long and sustained. And we tried to move in between the shooting, and it wasn't long enough. And before you know it, to the left and to my right, I had people that were dropping and shot. I had a lady to the left of me shot through the neck. I had a guy to the right of me that was shot in the chest. After the third volley of shots, my wife and I had to get her out of there. And we started basically at the time, I thought it was an active shooter, ground level, possibly multiple shooters. And you don't know which direction to run. And that stress of not knowing and then seeing people shot around you, you think you're going to be next.
And in this case, you had people laying down on the ground because they thought the shooter was at ground level. And since the shots were coming from above, they were just targets laying right there.
By the way, we're going to keep this over the next segment. We're about to go to break. I want to make sure he can stay there. I just want folks to know. I had Mike Cernovich call me, Laura Loomer, and Daria, all while you were talking. Remember how Kaepernick gave $25,000 to the charity of a cop killer and said this was a good thing just last week. Well, it turns out the CEO of the company that owns at Mandalay Bay has donated to radical left George Soros and Terrortide groups. Town Hall is now reporting. Folks, I went to a gun range yesterday. And I had former special forces and other people there with me who were just going for the shoot. Let's just say operators that have worked for multiple agencies. And they were freaked out by a bunch of women in hijabs. We learned there were four groups of women with hijabs brought in by one male Muslim dude who knew who I was instantly. "Hey, Alex, how you doing?" And they brought these women all through shooting full autos. So I'm telling you, there's something geared up going on. Here it is. $1 billion Vegas company tied to terror organization. Ladies and gentlemen, you better know they always choose a safe place They always get a patsy.
And that's how you get the guns in, Alex. How else are you going to get 19 guns in? That's what we were speculating about earlier. How are you going to get that many guns into one location without drawing any suspicion from
anybody?
I was
saying, you know, when I bring my two guns into the gun range and a little bit of ammo, a few hundred rounds, it's a lot of stuff to bring up there. Yeah, bringing 19 guns in, that's, you know, a whole luggage cart full.
There it is on Town Hall. $1 billion Vegas company tied to terrorism organization, which is the exact same place where the shooting took place on the 32nd floor. Now we have people reporting that at the 10th floor, where we were looking at that shots today, Alex, where it looked like it could have been a strobe light or something. People are saying, oh, they might have pushed the window out and then put it back in so you don't see any broken glass. Maybe this guy was the patsy and he didn't know there was another team working with him. It's a myriad of things that could be happening. One thing's for sure. Amazing security.
They say total revolution's coming. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill Republicans. We're going to kill the Trumps. We're going to murder everybody. And they've got former CIA deputy director saying it. When I had that high-level CIA guy on today, he said, this is all a message to Trump. You roll over, you're dead. And it's a message to everybody, to conservatives. We're going to kill you wherever you're at. I mean, they just think it's all a one-way street, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about myself because I am armed and I'm definitely not worried about myself. But then here's former Mueller deputy on Trump. Government is going to kill this guy. So one of Trump's Mueller's deputies is saying they're going to kill Trump. So stay tuned. We're going to come back to Jason, who was there getting shot at literally by some crazy, crazy ass person. We'll be right back after this. Infowars.com/show is the live stream where you can send off to everybody you know. It's the War Room.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, Alex Jones here. I want to get back to this survivor, this InfoWarrior, this firefighter that's called in. We're very honored to have him and his fellow fire team, fellow crew that listened to us in California. They're visiting in Vegas, trying to listen to some country music. But again, clearly the globalists wanted to target through one of their operatives. That's where all the evidence is pointing, an ISIS liberal-related group, so that they can get conservatives mad to have this clash of civilizations work. The NFL stuff hasn't worked. We've won that. The fake Puerto Rico stand-down news hasn't worked. The Harvey stuff hasn't worked in Texas. The Irma stuff hasn't worked in Florida. America, the polls show, are coming together, basically revolting against this brainwashing. So very, very exciting things are happening right now. And you have the left saying, we're going to have a revolution, hashtag hunt Republicans. They're like, oh, we're not involved. Oh, even though a guy whose dad was a bank robber tried to run over Republicans, we now know is a Democrat who ISIS takes responsibility for. Well, now they've come out and said, oh, Alex Jones said that. It's not true. In Newsweek, when Newsweek reported it. So this is their next level BS. They try to create me as this straw man of disinfo, just like they did Trump, but it only adds to our credibility. I said deep state behind the attack. I mean, the Democratic globalist deep state working with radical Islam. So they put all these fake quotes in, but even add the quote. Scroll down for TV viewers. They add the quote in the article that I say ISIS was involved, and that was insane. There it is, Islamic State, even though hours before they said Islamic State took credit. So they think you're complete idiots. Now, I'll finish up with the caller. I'm going to get out of here and listen to you guys and watch. But Mike Cernovich, contributor to War Room, has got a lot of intel for you as well. But the fact that even Town Hall is reporting that we got an Islamicist connected, jihad connected, Black Lives Matter connected, CEO, the big money's behind all this. This is their revolution. They've looked at minority demographics and think they're going to double cross Christian whites that open the country up to everybody and bring in a new race-based system where they enslave everybody. It's not going to work. So back to the War Room, and you guys are doing a great job filling in for Owen Schroyer, who's back tomorrow from his trip to Brazil where he got his front tooth knocked out playing basketball. So back to the crew.
Like a true info warrior. All right, let's go to Jason. Jason, finish up your story. And I my one main question is, do you believe there were two or even more shooters on that scene based on your experience?
Okay, so a little bit of my experience. I'm a Long Beach fireman. Been there 17 years. We do train for active shooters, but we don't train with live fire. It is very difficult to distinguish between one shooter and two, but with the volley of gunfire that was being laid down, you had to think there might have been more. But I'll be honest, the disinformation amongst the crowd, it was too hard to figure out exactly what was going on. So as we were trying to exit, there were multiple people killed around us and critically wounded. I had my wife. I had my other family members. When you have that many people paralyzed by fear, everybody was laying down. And then the shooter, which we didn't recognize was shooting from above, was just picking people off. After the third volley of round, and I'm assuming he had to have a beta mag, a 100-round mag, because they were so long and sustained. I shoot. I'm familiar with different magazines. This was long. This was a long, sustained burst of fire.
When we counted 85-plus shots in a couple of the groups there, so easily 80 or 100 rounds.
Okay, so there you go. That's not a 30-round mag, and that's, you know, unless it's belt-fed.
Okay, I'm still focusing on that. Yeah. I want to ask you, what do you make of the CBS executive, the vice president, being fired for saying she's glad conservatives and Christians got shot? You deserve it because you're racist and evil, even though she's white. This Nazi mentality, Democrats celebrating everywhere. David Letterman saying whites are the reason this happened. That, you know, you've been bad whites. Like when cops got shot in Dallas, the CNN said, well, and MSNBC said, well, Black Lives Matter's got to kill some cops to teach you. I mean, they're the ones pushing this and playing dumb once it happens. And they think we're cowards like them and are going to be intimidated by their threats and are going to roll over. Just like the tweets at the CBS executive were like, yeah, this will show other white people to give in to socialism and turn their guns in. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're behind it. What do you say to those bastards that tried to support somebody that killed you, you know, killed a bunch of your friends yesterday and would love to see you dead?
Hey, I'm going to tell you guys right now, right before Jason Aldean came on, you had Big and Rich. Look this up on YouTube. Big and Rich had the whole crowd with their cell phones up under light singing God Bless America. Black, brown, white, everybody. Old, young. That was the most patriotic thing I've attended probably in my entire life. And right afterwards, we're getting mowed down. And I'll be honest, you know what? They're gearing for a fight. You've been talking about this for a long time. Our silence isn't weakness. Don't mistake our patience for not being in tune. But I don't know where the overturn window gets moved to now. Conservatives start pushing back, but that's what they want. And if we give them what they want, we all know what's going to happen after that. And the United States is going to be fractured more than it already is. Unfortunately, this is the divided states of America. Last night we were a united state, and they tried to shoot us down. And I'll be honest, when you have people dropping around you, critical wounds, chest wounds, facial wounds, people being blown down, I mean, you're thinking you're going to be next, and how do I get out of this situation and survive? And then it's that fight or flight, and then it's help. You know, you want to help your fellow man, but, hey, at the end of the day, it's protecting your loved one. I had my wife trying to get her out of there and cover yourself, cover on your own ass. And it was just very stressful. If this guy, if it's true, if he did, he worked for Lockheed Martin, and his family doesn't know much about what's going on. It's going to make you wonder kind of what's really going on with this guy once they start figuring out wherever he's
like, real. It's like he's some cutout, may have been lured in there, killed. And who knows what happened? Look, like you said, God bless America. This whole thing happens. The left has said, we're going to start killing you. They told us they're launching a revolution. And when we put this on YouTube and Facebook later, this segment, what you said about 2 minutes ago, when you broke that down, my friend, where you talked about as soon as they sang God bless America, in the next 2 minutes you said, we've got to put that up front on the video because that is what's happening. Hell, they're declaring their attack. They're coming for us. It's real. They've opened the borders up. They brought in 10 million military-age men into Europe that are Muslim. They admit it's an overthrow plan. These people mean business, and they're trying to get us to attack back because we're intellectually winning. We just hold the course. We don't become racist like they are, and we're going to make it out of this. We're going to go to break and come back with Mike Cernovich, but I'd like to get Jason's number and info. He's a really eloquent fella, and maybe get him on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. to talk more about what he saw. But closing comments, Jason, we're going to go to break and come back with Mike Cernovich. But just remember, viewers, we're not even plugging this hour. 50% off BrainForce, 50% off Caveman, 50% off other products, Vitamineral Fusion. It's about to all end. We at those discounts, we're not making much money, maybe 10% on these. We need your financial support to continue in the face of the enemy and the battle for the Republic. This is it. This is real. It's so epic. Later, folks are going to look back and wish they'd have been involved in this, whether we win, lose, or draw. But my gut tells me we're going to win because no matter what it takes, we're going to the next level.
You got a minute, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex just mentioned it. We saw the face of evil last night. When we got to a safe place, me and the people I was with, we got together, we prayed, and we thank God that we made it out there alive. There's so many people that we know that didn't. We're getting reports now, people in our church that we go to didn't make it. A girl from my daughter's cheer team didn't make it. This is the new reality. I tell you what, Alex, if you've got that communication with Trump or Roger Stone, whoever, we're going to have to make something happen. We understand he's being handcuffed in the White House, but something's got to have to happen.
Yeah, we can't let people come out and just open fire on us willy-nilly out there and not fight back. We have to look at who's funding this, who's backing this, and come after them. Because we're not going to take this line down. We're Americans.
This last segment was so powerful, folks. Get it out. It's up to you to get the truth out. They're going to blame America for this, and the evidence is these bastards did it. We know they did. We'll be back. God bless you, Jason. Get his name and number. We want him on.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. You can find us here every day, every weekday, at least 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. We're the third installment of three shows that you can watch every day at the InfoWars Live Network. You can find us on the live stream every day at InfoWars.com/show. Now we're going to go to Mike Cernovich, who is on the line now, who called Alex earlier with some breaking news about this town hall article where the owner of, I believe it was the Mirage Hotel, which is right next to Mandalay Bay. I think they're part of the same conglomeration, likes to give to these little leftist organizations. A big leftist himself likes to have total control over people and their lives. Very interesting. Let's go to Mike Cernovich. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, yeah, doing well. A lot of weird stuff coming out today. Misinformation. You know, the Associated Press said ISIS took credit for it, which they don't usually do. But then if we report that the Associated Press reported that ISIS might have been involved, then they claim that we're making things up that we're not making up. So today has been just purely a microcosm in how we get framed for not saying anything but reporting on and commentating on what the Associated Press has reported. So now they're trying to say, oh God, Alex and the War Room and everybody is spreading fake news about ISIS, but that was actually from the Associated Press. And they're trying to spin it, and that's very sad. So you can see that narrative kind of taking hold right now.
Yeah, it sure is. And it just makes you wonder who's running these organizations. And we know these are people who want to take our guns. They have a vested interest in taking our guns because they can't bring out their total control until they get 300 million guns. And I think they're going to have a hard time doing it because I'm not giving my guns.
Nope.
I can tell you that right now. Mike, what are you learning about the owners of the Mandalay Bay? What is their background?
I'm aware of some of those reports on there, but I don't have any specific insight into that other than I know people are bringing up a lot of connections that may or may not be relevant. The guy though, the mass shooter was they claim now multimillionaire real estate developer. What deals was he involved in? This was an orchestrated attack. To do this, to plan this level, he had to be on the right floor, the right room. He had tried to figure all this stuff out. Their cameras.
He had to get 19 guns up to the room without being seen and noticed with all the security. Apparently, he killed a security guard up there. And they weren't even able to track him down until the smoke detector went off in his room. In fact, I think we have that clip. Harrison, why don't you get that clip and let's play it. This is basically, even with all the shooting going on, they still couldn't figure out where this guy was coming from. No one knew.
But they can find a chip. Right, but they can find a casino chip.
Exactly.
If the three of us go to Vegas and we take a chip from the blackjack table.
And hide it. Yeah, they know where we're at. They got cameras everywhere. They can't find this guy, though. That's the funny thing. Let's go to that clip.
The way the shooter was identified was not from the muzzle flashes, but smoke detector in the room went off from the amount of smoke that came from firing that fully automatic weapon. That's how they were able to close in on him so quickly.
So quickly. It took him about 30 minutes to find this guy. And he able to injure 500 people and kill 50.
Yeah, ahead, I heard Mike. It took an hour. Yeah, I heard it took an hour and 10 minutes. There's been so much, misinformation coming today from the Associated Press and other outlets, which is fine. In a crisis like this, you know, people are going to get details, you know, correct things right away. But they're trying to say now that you guys and all of us have been spreading fake news about ISIS when we didn't. We just talked about what the AP talked about. The AP is the one who said ISIS is claiming credit for it. And then we go, oh, well, that's interesting. You know, maybe we'll talk about that. Was it them? We don't really know. We'll think about it. And they go, oh, wow, that you're spreading a conspiracy theory about ISIS. But the Associated Press did it. So why do you guys think they do that to us every time?
Well, I know why, because they hate the fact that we're right most of the time. But ISIS put out a video showing the Vegas Strip back in June. They said, hey, we're going to attack you. Okay. And then they take credit for it. Whether they really did it or not is beside the point. And then Alex gets a text from somebody who was in on the raid, going into that room, and they said there's Antifa paraphernalia everywhere. European press is reporting that he converted to become a Muslim. So the pieces are fitting in, and they do fit a narrative of a guy who's going to go out and shoot Republican, American loving people who just got done singing God Bless America. It's like the ultimate revenge. You're going to have that patriotic moment, and then he's going to start mowing people down. So I could see those pieces fitting in place. They make sense to me, and the Associated Press doesn't want people to make those connections.
Yeah, I mean, you always, it's always unfortunate when you wake up and, you know, CBS actually fired an executive after it turns out she said she was glad that the people were killed because they were Trump supporters. Like, you can't make this stuff up, right? The world, like, cause I was seeing stuff like that on Twitter and they call it insensitive, right? Look at that headline. CBS fired after making insensitive remarks. God, I mean, God help, you know, anything that we ever say, oh, it's just merely insensitive, right? That's the way they're trying to spin it. But when I woke up, I started seeing screen caps on Twitter of people saying that, oh, they're Trump supporters. I hope they got killed. And I go, man, I'm not even going to share these. These are probably fake or these are probably bots or trolls. And then you find out that that's what they're talking about in the CBS newsroom. But you can't say that out loud is what they're saying. She got fired for saying what probably half the newsroom believed, but you don't say that out loud.
She said, I have no hope that the Repubs will ever do the right thing. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans are often Republican gun toters. She's basically saying they deserve what they got, telling these people out there they deserve what they got, and this should piss everybody off, and they should boycott CBS.
The only reason they fired her is because it'd be bad publicity for
exactly
them.
They all probably have the same opinion, and they're probably all secretly going, giving a little golf clap, going, exactly. Hey, we're with you, sister, but we got to fire you. Don't worry, we'll pick you up somewhere else. We'll send you some contracts down the line. This is just going to be for a couple months. I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah. It's all over Twitter because whenever I share a screen cap of people wishing, you know, literally murder on Trump people or Trump supporters, I always go back to the profile and say, well, maybe this is like a fake or a troll thing. And I'll go back and I'll see posts from like a year ago where they're supporting Hillary Clinton. And this is the sentiment that these people have. And the media is creating this climate, this toxic environment where in what world? I mean, could you imagine if someone in InfoWars said, oh, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad those people were killed because they were probably Hillary voters, right? Come on. People don't talk like that at InfoWars. People don't think like that about Hillary Clinton voters. You think, well, these Hillary people, you know, we need to educate them. We need to inform them. We need to teach them. We need to, you know, bring them to the light. But that isn't the way the Hillary Clinton people are looking at Trump people. They're actually saying, I wish you're dead. The fact that CBS person, she thought she could just post that on her Facebook. That isn't no big deal. That wasn't a shocking thing for her to do. That tells you that's the whole culture of CBS. They're having conversations like this regularly.
She lives in an echo chamber and she thought nobody was going to say anything. And then it came back to bite her in the ass. I'm going to go to Lee in Toronto, California. He's a non-government intel analyst. Lee, what's your take on this shooting?
Reed Fife in Toronto, Canada. Nice to see you. You guys are great. Cernovich, Stone, Alex, of course, awesome. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead. What's your opinion on this?
Well, my opinion is this should be presumed to be a false flag. I am sure that we won't get the blood test to see what kind of blood was in this dead person's system. My feeling is that I said even before Cernovich came on when you were screening me, impossible that this guy could have done this and acted alone. Oh, I want to get the line in. There is a vast army of lone wolves attacking us. Vast army of lone wolves attacking us. And we have to do something. I don't know why Trump is surrounded. But thank God for these guys like Bannon going around getting us people for the Senate. And can you imagine what that Senate will look like if we get about 51 Roy Moores in there? It'll be almost humor.
Yeah, I totally agree. It would be a different government, hopefully less government, because I think that's what we need is less government exactly. Overall. I want to go to this last caller, Jordan, who's been holding for so long. Thanks for calling, Lee. Jordan in Florida wants to talk about the connection between ISIS and Antifa. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey guys, I'm also an intelligence analyst, but in the Army. So that being said, I've worked a lot of counterterrorism issues in the past, and I'm curious if any of you gentlemen know of any link between Antifa and ISIS. Is that something? I know you guys have a lot of intelligence community contacts, so I was hoping maybe that could be something to look into.
They certainly have a common goal. The deep state, the globalists, Antifa, ISIS, they all hate America. They hate, you know, the prosperity that we're, you know, this fight against globalism that Trump brought in, and or that Trump's a beachhead for.
Rolling Stone did a profile of American anarchists going to Yemen to fight with ISIS.
Exactly.
So that's one connection, at least. I think they have the same ideology, that they hate people who love freedom and they hate people who aren't subjugated by their religion. So that is one thing for certain. And they hate the American way of life and they hate what we stand for. So that's why we need to stand tall. Thanks, everybody, for watching The War Room. You got Rob Dew, Mike Cernovich, Michael Zimmerman. We'll see you tomorrow. Owen Schroeder will be back in the hot seat. Infowars.com/show.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/